I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump today travels to the Department of Homeland Security to sign a series of executive actions centering on immigration.
Today, the focus is on border security, building that wall with Mexico. Now, the question is, who will pay for it? The campaign rally anthem was always, Mexico will pay for it. Of course, we know Mexico, the government has said they will not pay for it. The U.S. government actually will foot the bill at the beginning here and then will ask for a reimbursement.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny, the president is also expected to sign an order today targeting so-called sanctuary cities, where local leaders are refusing to hand over illegal immigrants for deportation. This as Howard County leaders consider a bill to designate their county as a sanctuary for undocumented immigrants.
Two Howard County council members, Democrats, made the proposal after President Trump was elected. But Howard County executive Republican Alan Kittleman tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor it's a bad idea.
The law that they're proposing could affect seriously our ability to enforce some very serious crimes, such as gang violence, such as human trafficking, child pornography, and it just doesn't make sense for us to be doing this.
The council could vote on the legislation to make Howard County a sanctuary city by early February. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Secret Service is promising to take appropriate action after an agent suggested on Facebook that she would not take a bullet for Donald Trump if someone tried to shoot him. Agent Carrie O'Grady broke a federal law that prevents agents from airing their political beliefs publicly.
She's being ordered back to Washington from her post in Denver to answer questions about this, and it's unclear what action will be taken. I spoke with someone at the Secret Service who tells me the sentiment right now with the agency is extreme disappointment and that her personal views are essentially overshadowing, at least for now, a lot of the work the agency did through the campaign and through the inauguration.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. House Republicans have approved a bill to block D.C. from spending local tax dollars on abortion services for low-income women. Now, the Senate has not passed the bill, but President Trump has indicated that he would sign a bill blocking federal funding for abortion known as the Hyde Amendment. Virginia's attorney general says a Republican-backed effort in Richmond to ban abortions in Virginia after 20 weeks would very likely be struck down as unconstitutional. Mark Herring issued a formal opinion saying the bill would not stand up to past U.S. Supreme Court decisions on fetal viability. A small sandwich shop in DuPont Circle has been getting a lot of phone calls recently, and not just from people ordering a sandwich.
Bub and Pops, can I help you?
Arlene Wagner's getting used to this.
No, I'm sorry. You have the wrong number. Were you trying to reach the White House?
Her shop's been getting 40 or 50 calls a day. His number's just one digit off. Someone apparently tweeted the wrong number.
Some people hang up right away.
But others are just looking for someone to talk to, and she's happy to be that person.
Most people, if they're really upset, just want somebody to listen.
Like any good business person, she senses the opportunity.
Are you telling these people, if they're ever in D.C., they have a place to get lunch?
Oh, absolutely. I tell them to check our Yelp reviews.
In DuPont Circle, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A series of storms has brought more snow to the California mountains and record-breaking rainfall to parts of Southern California, but the state's top water regulator is not ready yet to lift emergency conservation measures that were enacted during the height of the drought. Army Private Chelsea Manning reportedly plans to move back to Maryland after she gets out of prison in May. Manning tweeted yesterday that she's considering homes in Tacoma Park and Bethesda, and she says, quote, "Can't wait to go home." Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,913. The Nasdaq at 5,601. Sports, the Caps lose in Ottawa. The Wizards beat Boston. College basketball, Virginia wins and Maryland wins, giving the Terps their best start in 18 years. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway. Either of those routes for you. Off to a good quiet start. Nothing reported. Suitland Parkway heading just inside the Beltway near Forestville Road. That crash cleared out of the travel lanes. Just a brief delay, so you can take that without much of a worry there. To the Wilson Bridge, so far, good trip. Good time to get going. Wilson Bridge and American Legion Bridge without much of any backup. For the volume, 66, yep, increasing right now as you head through Manassas toward Centerville. Approaching the Beltway, have a tractor trailer in the car on the right shoulder, not causing much of a backup, but again, use caution in that stretch. And for 95, normal volume building in Aquia, Gendale City to Woodbridge. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sky is clear and winter for the next couple of days. Nowhere to be found. Lots of sunshine near 60 today. Some showers later tonight, and dropping down to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Alexandria, 41 in Bowie, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Donald Trump threatens to send federal officers to Chicago to quell the city's violence. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Busy, busy time here in the nation's capital. We've got it all covered. 6:05 here. I'm sorry. It's 6:35 this morning. Denver Riggleman, who's running for governor of Virginia, will be our guest. 7:05, Ambassador John Bolton, former UN ambassador, will talk to a spokesperson for the American Petroleum Institute about building those pipelines. That decision made yesterday. We'll talk to Representative Mike Rogers, former member of Congress, former House Intelligence Chair, at 7:35. And Hans von Spakovsky will join us at 8:05. Very busy morning. A lot to talk about here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson, joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, our guest host today. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. Always good to be on. Here we are.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America.
We are a country of laws. We need borders. We will have a wall. The wall will be built. The wall will be successful, and if you think walls don't work, all you have to do is ask Israel. The wall works, believe me. Properly done. Believe me.
That was the promise on the campaign trail, and apparently that promise is going to be fulfilled starting today.
In progress.
The word is that Donald Trump, on his third full business working day in office, is going to hold a series of events today that have to do with immigration. And one of the things he's going to do is he's going to jumpstart the building of the wall, get it going, and they're going to sign the documents to make that happen. Apparently, I'm told. The legislation to do this is already in place. Yep. And so it's just a matter of him deciding that he wants to do something that the past president would not do.
Right. Well, I think the legislation's been there for years. They've actually made parts of the wall already. I think this is just a continuation of
that. That's right. We're going to get back on it. He will also announce details about a crackdown on sanctuary cities, we are told. And then there may be this signing of a document that would delimit refugees coming to this country until they are thoroughly vetted, and that no visas would be allowed for people who come from Syria, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. That all is on the potential list of things that will happen today. But there will be no action about the Dreamers. This has been something that Donald Trump's been pretty clear on. He doesn't have the desire to go after the Dreamers. These are the DACA kids.
Right.
The kids who came in here, were brought in as young children or babies by their parents illegally, have grown up here.
All their life.
All their lives. It's all they ever have known. Right. Many of them are in junior high school, middle school, or perhaps in high school now. And they're being told, well, you have to go back. Well, you know, Donald
back
Trump
to where? This has been the only place they've lived.
Yeah, that's right. This is what they know as home. Right. And a lot of people say it's not fair to do that to these kids. They didn't have any say about being brought here.
Right.
It was their parents that took the action. But here's the other thing. If you say, okay, the kids could say, well, but the parents violated the law. What do you do with them?
Right.
It was a scam. It was a scam being used by people to get into this country and find a way to stay in this country.
Right.
And there's no doubt about it. Donald Trump has said he has no appetite to go after the Dreamers.
Right.
And I would guess also mean the Dreamers' parents.
Right.
So are you okay with that?
Well, Brian, I think we ought to split the baby.
Hang on, let me get the number out. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What do you think? Are you okay with the strategy with this new Trump administration as we start cracking down on immigration that gives a pass to the Dreamers, and I would assume the parents of the Dreamers? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, no, I think we ought to split the baby. I mean, let's just put them on a bus and him to Canada. So at least, we've deported them, and yet they're still kind of in America. You know, it's kind of America light. So that way, everybody wins, you know? Think about it. I mean, you know, everybody, and the Canadians get, you know,
but
like
seriously,
new labor.
What do you do in a situation?
It's tough.
It's the toughest nut to crack in the immigration
system. No, I mean, look, anyone who spends their entire life here becomes, essentially, you're an American. I mean, you really are. I mean, I suspect, Brian, that these kids, you mentioned the spectrum, all the way from, I think, probably elementary school to college. They may not even speak the language of whatever nation you're supposed to go back to, which would be tough, kind of tough to survive if you were all of a sudden moved to another country. So this is going to be a tough thing to do. And you can't reward bad behavior, and obviously keeping the parents here,
right,
who broke the law, is something that a lot of folks, to include myself, really feels that they need to be needs to be addressed.
I'm reading a story here, and I want to make sure I give credit to who wrote the story, but it's quoting Congressman Mo Brooks, a Republican from Alabama. This is from Politico yesterday. And it says that he was asked, are you disappointed that Trump has not ended DACA, has not shut down the Dreamer program? And Representative Mo Brooks said he didn't even let the reporter finish the question. He said, yes. Adamantly so. Others on Capitol Hill say, look, we expected you to come in there and crack down on immigration, and there should be, you know, no exceptions. So this is I think, a very tough thing, because people in this country are good people.
And very emotional.
They don't want to see kids, you know, who've lived here all their lives,
right.
I think many of them, sent back. But they violated the law.
Right.
The parents violated the law.
Yeah. Parents did.
1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What should be done? Are you okay that Donald Trump says it's not his instinct to go after the Dreamers? Chip and Dulles, you're on with Brian and Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Morning.
I'm good. What do you think?
Good. Yeah, so I'm okay with the Dreamers not being on the radar. I understand that this is America for them. This is home. That's what they know. But if you allow the parents to stay, they're violating the law to begin with, then that is a double standard for the ones that are coming in currently that you're deporting.
Well, what do you do with a kid who's 12 years old?
And there is the conflict. That is something that I don't have an answer to, but I'm simply pointing out the double standard that would exist if you're to deport the ones that currently come in, but allow the parents that have been here for years. So, to me, it's kind of like you're walking that line, being a hypocrite.
Well, look, we've had the issue of anchor babies as well. I mean, this is no small issue, and I think you have to have a balance between the fact that you have adults who are breaking the law with malice aforethought. I mean, they are making the choice to come here illegally, and while I sympathize with the fact that some kids come here who are not part of the issue, the parents are, and as long as you're a minor, you have to go with your parents. So I'm torn on this.
Kathy and Burke makes a very interesting point. Kathy, good morning. You're on with Brian and Tony this morning. What do you say?
Well, about, you know, everyone keeps calling these kids and children. A large percentage of these are in their 30s. So I wish we'd call them maybe youth.
Well, okay,
or young
people. but hold on a second, Kathy. They were brought here when they were babies. No,
not babies. That was not the language. They could have been, you know, 16, 17, you know, and most of them were male.
They were minors.
Minors, but don't children and kids and babies isn't really the correct terminology.
Well, okay, but they brought in here against that they didn't have a say and vote in it. They come here.
No,
Kathy, let me finish my point, please, before you interrupt me, Kathy.
Okay.
Goodness, they brought here and they're very young. They had no say in it. They have gone to school in American schools. They've gone through high school. Many of them have gone on and have taken, you know, are in college. Many of them have grown up to be young adults and are on their own. And you say now they have to go back.
Well, not many of them. A lot of them came over on their own without parents. Second of all, the DAPA, which is with the parents being deported, that's still stuck in the court system. So I don't mind if Trump holds off on that unless the court decides that decision. For DACA, I think he needs to repeal it and then throw it back at Congress. Let Congress deal with it. They should have dealt with it in the first place. And I would love to see Congress say, okay, you know, a percentage of these really should get to stay here. Maybe not the extension of DACA, but the original one. So you know what? Let's decrease legal numbers. Let's get rid of chain migration. Let's get rid of the lottery. And, you know, so we get rid of a percentage, we keep a percentage.
All right. Kathy, I want to get some other calls in there. Yep. We also got to get to traffic and weather right now. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. What should be done about the Dreamers? Donald Trump says no inclination to go after them. Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Now, let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center to get a look at what's going on with the traffic and the weather. Good morning.
Good morning. Definitely one item to note here on the George Washington Parkway. If you're coming from, say, the American Legion Bridge or off the Beltway, either loop, but across the Legion Bridge, that exit ramp already slows to go southbound, inbound on the George Washington Parkway. Right as you come off the Beltway near Turkey Run, that's where we have a crash with four cars involved. U.S. Park Police are telling me at least have the one lane of two blocked right as you come off the Beltway southbound. G-Dub bogging down quickly. For 66, just been the volume through Manassas towards Centerville. Brief a tap on the brakes at the Beltway. We see a tractor trailer and a car on the shoulder. Heavy through Falls Church. 395 off to a relatively quiet start. Same story into town. New York Avenue, no problems. D.C. 295 south with the volume as you push out of Chevrolet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today's going to be a really nice day. I mean, we're going to have sunshine, and boy, don't we need some of that after the gray, gloomy weather we've had. Temperature's going to be around 60 degrees tonight. It'll dip down to 49. There's a slight chance of rain. Tomorrow, again, a morning shower might take place, but then it'll get better as the day goes along in a high of around 55. Friday in the mid-40s. Saturday in the mid-40s. Sunday in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
What should be done with the Dreamers? We're going to see some major action today to sort of crack down on immigration issues. But Donald Trump has let it be known many times now that he doesn't have the instinct to go after the so-called Dreamers, the DACA kids. What do you think? Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Stephen in Fairfax, you're on with Brian, and this morning it's Colonel Tony Schaefer.
Hey, good morning. I believe it just needs to be broken down into issues. I think first, we're not going to even, American people doesn't have the appetite to discuss the second half of this until we see the border secure. The reason the left likes to group this in is because all they want to focus on is trying to frame us as going into homes, taking kids out of the homes, breaking up families and stuff like that. Just separate the issues, secure the border first, get rid of the criminals, and then we can have a separate discussion afterwards on what to do. Simple as that.
That, and I think your first two are absolutely right. We gotta have a border. What are you? You're not even a country if you don't have a secure border, honestly. Right. So let's get that done. Let's get the criminals out of here. And Donald Trump has said this is definitely his focus. He's going to try to do that. If you're a bad guy and you've been, you know, gaming the system, you're not going to be able to game it much longer.
Right.
And then maybe down the path we try to figure out what to do about this sort of gray area with the kids who came here and are now considered what we call dreamers. Hey, let me get another call in here. Right. Mark and Olney, how about your thoughts on this? You're on with Brian and Tony this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I am very disappointed in President Trump on this. To me, it seems like the way to handle this is give them a choice. They can either stay as permanent legal residents, no citizenship possibilities ever.
Unless they go back and start over?
Exactly. They get to go back and get in line with all the others who've trying to come legally.
You know, that's maybe not a bad idea. That might be the right solution for this. What do you think?
Well, I think part of the issue has to be is, I don't know if they should go to the rear of the line by the fact that my problem with this is that they have been socialized to be American. So anytime you start talking about people, quote unquote, going back, you disadvantage them. You know, and I'm a conservative, but I'm not without a heart. And the idea that, you know, and Brian, if you were from, say, Portugal, but you grew up here your entire life, to be returned to Lisbon, and you don't speak Portuguese, you have no cultural understanding, it's not really fair to you. So the idea of going to the back of the line to get back in the line to go come from Portugal back here, I don't know if that's practical or not. So I see why Mr. Trump is not jumping on this as a key issue, because I think you bring up secondary questions about morality. You know, should we do this because of evidence? So I think it's tough, and maybe this is not the first thing you should face.
I didn't come from Portugal, but a lot of people will have on occasion. I suggest that I go back to Texas, but that's a different matter. How about let's see if we get another call in here. How about Tom in Hampton, line 3? You're on with Brian and Tony this morning. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good morning. I just thought I would comment. I don't think this is a hard problem. What you need for security reasons, we have to know who's in this country. So you need to offer the parents and the children the opportunity to be documented so that they can live and work here legally. Once they have done that, we have a path to citizenship. They can then pursue it. And as long as it takes is as long as it takes. If they choose not to become documented as living and working in the country legally, well, then now they are now illegal and they will be deported. So give them the opportunity. There doesn't have to be a tie to citizenship here.
Yeah, I think that may be the way you handle this. You may be right about that. More of your calls straight ahead. Everybody wants to weigh in this morning. 6:22 on WMAL.
Your heating system is working hard just to keep up with these cold temperatures. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any heating repair. That's huge savings. Don't be left out in the cold. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, most of us don't do anything different when the new year comes. You just keep rocking along with the same way. You have great intentions. I know what you're thinking. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. But you don't really do it. I want you to save some money this year. I want you to start right now by looking at how much you pay for your security monitoring service. Is it $40, $50, $60 a month? Why are you doing that? You can get a great service from Ackerman for a lot less money. They cost less than half of the other guys. They are experienced. They have over 1 million men, women, and children who are protected. Families like yours and mine. They offer the industry's only guaranteed response time. Here's the other thing. Switching to Ackerman, it's quick. It's easy. It costs you not a penny. And you can use your existing equipment. You can have yourself on the Ackerman system literally in a matter of moments. So visit AckermanSecurity.com to see how to make your family safer and make your wallet fatter. And here's the deal. If you'd take action right now, a limited time offer, through a New Year's resolution special, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free if you do it this month. Call AckermanSecurity.com. One more time, visit AckermanSecurity.com.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Heads up, federal contractors. Come to the Changing of the Guard Business Breakfast Forum on February 1st to interact with leaders from Congress and the government. You'll hear what they expect for our government's priorities and spending in 2017 and beyond, and how this will affect you and your company. My name is Howie Lind, and I'm the president of the International Stability Operations Association. Seats are limited, so sign up now at stability-operations.org for this not-to-miss event at the Hyatt on Capitol Hill.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
It is now 6:25. More of your calls in just a moment. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy on our parkways. We'll start on the George Washington Parkway, southbound right as you come off of the Beltway, about a mile inside the Beltway for the crash. Four cars involved, so it might take a little bit of time to get a number of tow trucks there. At Turkey Run, one lane blocked. Delays coming off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway now to go southbound, inbound on the GW Parkway. Baltimore Washington Parkway, right as you leave Greenbelt and heading inside the Beltway, stop and go. The crash in Riverdale right near 410. Park police tell me there they have that on the shoulder, but that has caused some early delays. No problems reported. Southeast Southwest Freeway, either direction looks good. New York Avenue, just seeing some of the signal light delays starting to form. Route 4, Route 5, 210 up to the Beltway's nice quiet start. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sky is clear and winter for the next couple of days. Nowhere to be found. Lots of sunshine near 60 today. Some showers later tonight, dropping down to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 626. We're talking about the Dreamers. A lot of action going to take place on immigration today. And Donald Trump moving very quickly, going to build the wall, other things. But what about the Dreamers? Apparently no instinct with this administration to initially go after the Dreamers. Pamela and Sterling, you're on with Brian, and it's today it's Tony Schaefer. What do you say, Pamela?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning.
Morning.
Tony, our family calls you Tony.
Yeah, please.
Please stop calling these, quote, children American.
Okay.
They don't consider themselves American. I'm a high school English teacher. These children don't bother to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Hmm. They yak right through it. Their attitude is one of entitlement and contempt for America. I am furious that DACA is not on the chopping block.
Do you want to see these kids sent back?
You betcha.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Well, I agree with it. If they're not socializing and becoming part of us, then I get that.
Yeah. I mean, look, if they don't care about what this country is and the wonderful opportunities that they are afforded to be here, adios, amigo.
Right. Yeah.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby.
627 on WMAL.
Lives are changed when children discover their true value. 2540 invites you to help the least of these by sponsoring a child in Kenzibe, South Africa. Every day, these children face the challenges of living in extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and violence. You can change a child's life and help her realize she has a future worth fighting for. Help make a difference by sponsoring a child. Visit 2540.org. That's the numbers 2540.org. You can give a child a brighter future. Visit 2540.org today.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, You can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to experts with over 10 years experience getting results. Call ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To learn more, call 855-432-4898, 855-432-4898, or on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Denver Riggleman wants to be the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We've had some of the other candidates on. It's his term next. Coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump says it's going to be an important day for national security.
We are going to build a great border wall.
President Trump set to take his first steps in executing his signature campaign promise. In just hours, the president will sign an executive order to begin the construction of a wall along the Mexico border.
We are going to build the wall, okay? Don't worry. Don't even think about it.
The order would direct federal funds toward building the wall, but we still don't know how he intends to get Mexico to pay for it.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Now, little by little, President Trump's cabinet is coming together as the Senate moves toward more confirmations.
Nikki Haley was easily confirmed up here on Capitol Hill yesterday to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., meaning that President Trump now has four members of his cabinet firmly in place. But up here on Capitol Hill, you have many of these nominees still waiting in the wings as Democrats continue to battle over the pace of these nominations.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. D.C. Councilmember David Grosso has reintroduced legislation that would give permanent residents of the district local voting rights. Now, that would mean that anyone who is a legal permanent resident could vote in elections like mayor or council without having to first become a U.S. citizen. Metro has now fired a total of 16 workers for allegedly falsifying track inspection reports before last summer's derailment in Northern Virginia. And a spokesman for the Metro Workers Union says they believe five supervisors have also been fired. The cash-strapped museum has laid off 10% of its workforce in an effort to save money. 26 employees were let go yesterday. Museum officials wouldn't say, though, how much money they expect to save with the moves. A member of the Kuwaiti royal family is among seven prisoners executed by hanging today. The Kuwaiti government says the royal had been convicted of premeditated murder and illegal possession of a firearm. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,913, the NASDAQ at 5601. Sports, the Wizards win, the Caps lose. College basketball, 12th-ranked Virginia wins, and so does number 22, Maryland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A window cleaner on the 24th floor falls and doesn't get hurt. How could it be? Welcome to Window World, Riddle My Window. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real replacement window value dwells. Window World, ranked by J.D. Power, highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors, 3 out of 4 years in a row.
Free spring offer. Any size white vinyl 4000 series double hung window, $259 installed, includes custom trim. Compare at $600.
Pre-spring value store-wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimates.
American-made replacement windows from $259 installed with lifetime warranty. 703-955-4045. The fallen window cleaner didn't get hurt. He was working inside.
Window World, America's largest home improvement company. Simply the best for less.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background check, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. So we know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview as a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, heading out of Maryland into Virginia, just near 210 with the volume on 210 northbound. Signal light delays as you pass Old Fort Road, Palmer Road, Livingston, and up toward the Capitol Beltway, but nothing along the way, just the heavy volume. Same story with 95, 395, just those delays building. Now, where we do have a problem, the George Washington Parkway. Four-car crash southbound George Washington Parkway at Turkey Run. That's about a mile as you come inside the Beltway. Delays off of each loop of the Beltway to get by the crash. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway, also accident inside the Beltway as you approach 410 Riverdale Road. Now, Park Police say on the shoulder, but the delays continue to grow. So maybe with a tow truck there, they may have to block a lane again. So out of Greenbelt, southbound side, Baltimore Washington Parkway, heavy into Riverdale. And now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers staying mild. The sky stays clear as we're going to run it up near 60 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, some clouds come back in with showers later, 49. Tomorrow, 55. Some showers in the morning and then developing sunshine with a gusty west wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Arlington, 39 in Olney, 45 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Ambassador John Bolton. We're going to talk about building those pipelines. That's right. Donald Trump says, start building the Dakota. Start building the Keystone pipelines. We'll talk to Robin Rorick, who's the spokesperson for the American Petroleum Institute. They're very happy. Representative Mike Rogers, former member of Congress and the former House Intelligence Chair, will join us at 7:35. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Hans von Spakovsky. I'm Brian Wilson. Joined here as guest host today is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Good to have you, Tony.
Morning, Brian. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
And joining us on the line right now is Denver Riggleman, who is running for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia as a Republican. He's a former Air Force intelligence officer, and he owns a craft distillery just outside of Charlottesville. Okay, I got to know, first of all, what kind of craft things do you distill?
Hey, good morning. It's a good morning. We'd like to talk about whiskey as soon as the sun's coming up. But we do rye whiskey, a honey rye. We do bourbon, vodka, gin. My wife is actually the master distiller.
Wow.
So, and the CEO. So, it was something we started back in 2014 and really was start of our problems, I think, in Virginia.
Well, and that sort of brings me to my second question. One of the reasons you're running is you say, as a small businessman, you find it very difficult to do business in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you want to change some of that.
Yeah, I do. You know, I never really thought much about barriers to entry. You know, when I was running my company in the Department of Defense, I was CEO of a company called Analyst Warehouse, and it was a service company, counterterrorism, things like that. When you actually do manufacturing, it becomes apparent that there's some things you got to worry about. A lot of fees, a lot of regulations, but mostly it's about the tax structures that you have for small business and manufacturing in the state of Virginia are really onerous. It's something that was an eye-opener to me.
Interesting. Well, by the way, Denver, I'm going to be over the Pentagon later today, and I've heard a rumor that Jim Mattis may make the Air Force part of the Department of Defense soon, so that's good news for you and your service.
Well, you know, I've always thought that as a paramilitary force, you know, with the Army and the Marine Corps, you know.
Thank you for letting me razz you. But, Denver, real seriously, I mean, I've been in Virginia since, you know, I think Brian and I actually moved here in 86. I moved here the same year you did. And, you know, I've been very concerned about the Terry McAuliffe's failure, I guess I'm being polite, to actually do what is necessary to encourage Virginia businesses to prosper and thrive and even export more. So what do you have in mind to deal with that sort of thing if you prevail to become governor?
Well, you know, a lot of the policies have been these one-off picking winners and losers type of programs. You know, the Virginia Development Authority, I think it was the Audit and Review Committee, the JLARC, for Virginia found that over the last 10 years, and Terry has been part of it, $384 million in taxpayer-funded one-off program incentives. And I think maybe all of Virginia needs to become an economic zone rather than these targeted tax cuts, rather than giving companies money just because, I guess, they're part of this system. Right. A lot of it's cronyism. I don't know why we don't simplify the tax code, but also look at some kind of forensic audit on all the Virginia programs. And I think that's the two scariest words to a government individual is forensic audit. And where's that money going? Where's the spending going? Rather than layering one program on top of another for economic incentivization. That's a big word this morning, by the way. It's 6:40, I think, in the morning. You know, I think rather than doing that, why don't we look at some of the tax issues that we have here and all of the different things. I want to just go over a couple of them. You know, we have self-employment taxes, machinery and tools tax, business personal property taxes, personal property taxes, car taxes. We have meals taxes. And it seems like every time there's a problem, there has to be a tax put on top of that. And then those taxpayer monies are then used to fund programs that have no return on investment.
Right.
So it's just really funny, you know, Brian and Tony. I look at this and it just seems like it's insanity. You know, it's the Einstein thing. You know, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I think things need to change.
All right. So you are, I'm reading here that you are taking some great hope and solace in the fact that unorthodox candidates have done well on occasion in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you look at Donald Trump's and his ascendancy and you think, well, if he did it nationwide, maybe I can pull off the same kind of thing in the Commonwealth.
I think when you look at Trump, you know, it's obviously it looks like a political revolution, you know, almost a rebellion. But I think it even happened before then. I think the Brat campaign was something that we look at. You know, Trump and Brat were two very different people, but they represented a change that that people needed. My campaign manager, Zach Worrell, who actually ran the Brat campaign, the Tom Garrett campaign for the 5th District, and I wanted to get a pretty incendiary, probably the wrong word since I was in the military. But I wanted to...
I think it's a good word.
Sure. It might be a good word. Where I wanted an incendiary team. I wanted a team that wanted change, you know, something that is grassroots. And I was fortunate that they came to me to ask me this. And we were talking about why I'm in this. And you know, you were being a small business owner. You know, there's two things I had to start fighting. Number one was dominion power, eminent domain through our property. And then I had to fight the beer and wine lobbies that still want excessive taxation for distilleries. And you would think, well, those two things, maybe they're not connected. But what I found when I went up to the legislature as a civilian, walking into the General Assembly building, that the thing I was told by both sides and by lobbyists is you need to pay the right people. And that's what people are tired of. And I think Trump and I think Brett both represent that there needs to be a change.
All right. Clearly. Well, what do you do really quickly, because our time is running down? Right. What do you say to those who say, well, you got Ed Gillespie. He's got great organization around the state. Corey Stewart, he starts in Prince William, which is, you know, that's a leg up because you got to win Northern Virginia if you're going to be win statewide. You know, how do you fight that?
Well, you know, I'm from Prince William County. You know I'm a Manassas native.
Yeah.
So I think that gives me a leg up there on Corey, because I think everything Corey Stewart wishes he was, I actually am.
There you go.
Well,
good
it's
answer.
On, yeah.
Good answer.
All right.
Well, I mean, Corey's been, 10 years as a supervisor. Corey's raised taxes. Corey is the establishment type of guy. And just because you're out there beating your chest saying I am Trump or I'm mini Trump, I don't think that's what makes you. And Virginia right now, I don't believe, needs a Trump. I think it needs somebody different. Brat, Trump, all this is just indicative of a revolution. Somebody in Virginia has to change things in Virginia the way Virginians want them changed. And somebody has to represent the values of the Virginians and people in the Commonwealth.
Right.
Instead of the other way around.
Correct.
Our time, I'm sorry, Denver, our time is up, but thank you so much for being with us. You make a very interesting
valid point.
Yes, you know, it's very good stuff. We appreciate you joining us. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Hey, good morning, and thank you.
It is 6:44 on WMAL.
Wall Street's great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, the Maryland Beltway from College Park and over to 270. If this is you, listen up. We have a crash now. We had the delays, the normal backups from 95 to George Avenue. But beyond that and around the curve past the Mormon Temple to Connecticut Avenue for the crash now, that's where the delays are focused on and really coming to a very slow crawl as you head around that stretch in Silver Spring. On 29 out of White Oak, it's just been about the volume down toward the Trader Joe's and Four Corners. Didn't have anything to do with the crash in the Beltway, but now that'll be slow to merge. 270, just the volume. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crash is inside the Beltway at 410. So out of Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway with the heavy delays. And the George-Washington Parkway, heads up, you have the volume 2 coming off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway to go southbound, inbound GW Parkway, four-car crash at Turkey Run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you're seeking cold and snow, you're coming to the wrong place. Lots of sunshine and mild today, up near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, some showers in later, 49. Those showers may clip some of us for the commute in tomorrow morning, but then sun for the afternoon, windy, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 47 degrees at 646.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Sky is clear and winter for the next couple of days, nowhere to be found. Lots of sunshine near 60 today, some showers later tonight, and dropping down to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is 6:47 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson is here. Tony Schaefer in the house helping out today. Good to have you, Tony.
Thank you.
All right, so there's this story about a Secret Service agent. She's a senior agent in the Denver field office who, I think it was earlier this year, back before the campaigns had come to a conclusion, anyway, she posted some things on Facebook that suggested that she would not be willing to take a bullet for Donald Trump if asked to do so.
She didn't come out and say it quite that bluntly. I mean, she sort of skirted around the issue. But here, let me just say, I'll just read some of it.
Right.
You ready? As a public servant for nearly 23 years, I struggle not to violate the Hatch Act. So I keep quiet and I skirt the median. To do otherwise could be a criminal offense for anyone in my position, despite the fact that I'm expected to take a bullet for both sides. But this world has changed and I have changed, and I would take jail time over a bullet or an endorsement for what I believe to be a disaster to this country and the strong and amazing women minorities who reside here. Hatch Act be damned, I am with her. Suggesting that she didn't come out and say it directly, but suggesting that I would not be willing to stand and take a bullet and protect Donald Trump if he became the president of the United States. Well, there's a little problem. He is the president of the United States right now, and if he travels into the Denver area, she might be called upon to take a bullet on behalf of this president, and this is becoming quite a kerfuffle at the Secret Service, where an investigation is now underway.
Well, rightly so. Brian, she basically admits right here in these two paragraphs that she is openly violating the Hatch Act, which she says, you know, she was willing to violate. So she did. So, well, it's kind of like you're actually committing the crime by admitting you're committing the crime. So, gee, last time I think the Secret Service is still part of the Department of Justice and they're accountable to the laws of the United States.
I think actually they fall under Homeland Security.
Homeland Security. So there you go. They're still, I have to follow the law. So this is clearly something that she's done with malice aforethought. And I'm sorry, if you really put yourself out there to say, you know, I'm just not keen on this this whole, I'm not digging the idea of going to work and having to take a bullet for this guy, then you really shouldn't be serving. And I think clearly your political instincts have gotten the better of you, and it's time to go.
Well, all the things she wrote earlier have been taken down. They've been deleted. And
but like everything in cyberspace,
that's right. It still exists. That's right. And this was first reported on by the Washington Examiner. And the Secret Service said Tuesday it's taking appropriate action on this matter. And one person who is familiar with the matter told CNN, according to this story, that Secret Service officials were extremely disappointed with what the agent did, especially because the agency did a lot of good work with campaigns and the inauguration. Of course, they did put their lives on the line, and that's what is required in this particular job.
Yep.
650 on WMAL.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to experts with over 10 years experience getting results. Call ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To learn more, call 855-432-4898, 855-432-4898, or on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression.
At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
How's your money doing? Well, I think it did pretty well yesterday, actually. Let's go to the news desk at CNBC. Tom Busby standing by.
Well, thank you, Brian. Very well, in fact. And today could be a big day for Wall Street, too. The NASDAQ and the S&P now starting the day at fresh record highs. The Dow just 88 points shy of that elusive 20,000 mark. And stock futures
Come
are
on.
Pointing to even more.
Come
gains.
On. You can do it. We know they can do it.
I'm not. I think they can.
Yeah, maybe so.
I think today's the day. Now, stocks soared, of course, after President Trump met with automakers about creating more manufacturing jobs here in the U.S., and he pushed forward on two controversial U.S. oil pipeline projects that were stalled by President Obama. Lots of earnings coming out today ahead of the opening bell. They should help, too. We hear from Boeing, United Technologies, and a bunch more. Also today, some economic reports, including the government's read on U.S. home prices in November, which, of course, should be higher, and new mortgage applications and U.S. crude stockpiles. And when was the last time you bought anything at a Banana Republic store? Well, sales down 7 quarters in a row. So the Gap, which owns the chain, has had enough, showing the head of the Banana Republic stores the door. I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own 1 or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more. All for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, Brian, some of our tough spots. First through town, coming off of DC 295 to head inbound over the 11th Street Bridge. Up ahead, once you get onto the freeway, past the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where you have a crash. So again, westbound side of the freeway affecting not just the 11th Street Bridge, but the 295 trip. Sure to affect Suitland Parkway as well, so let's plan for that. On the George Washington Parkway, multi-car crash southbound just inside the Beltway near Turkey Run with delays off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway. So if you're coming out of Maryland, cross the Legion Bridge, keep alert. Same story, Virginia. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, leaving Silver Spring, heading toward Bethesda. The crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Two lanes blocked. Solid lineup as you come off of I-95 out of College Park. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers staying mild, the sky stays clear as we're going to run it up near 60 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, some clouds come back in with showers later, 49. Tomorrow, 55, some showers in the morning and then developing sunshine with a gusty west wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 48 degrees, 6:57.
This week on Health, Hope, and Inspiration, a powerful testimony from a cancer survivor. Join us this week for Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sundays at 6 a.m. on WMAL.
Well,
over at in Silver Spring at Springbrook High School. Oh, we've got a controversy brewing.
Oh boy.
Over a cheerleader routine.
Mm.
Now this initially was brought to our attention by the school newspaper over there at Springbrook High School, the Blueprint, and the Blueprint's editor in chief spoke to our own newsroom here at WMAL, Steve Burns, in our newsroom, and said that the cheerleaders there are upset because the principal of Springbrook High School described apparently in a conversation the routine as being the cheerleader routine as being, and this is a quote here, a little too ghetto.
Hmm.
And, the cheerleaders, bless their little snowflake hearts, are upset about this.
Right. Did they include a drive-by shooting? Is that what it was?
No, I don't know what it was. It's very unclear to me.
That's ghetto to me, but what do I know?
According to the cheerleaders, they say they weren't doing anything different. They were just doing mm-hmm. cheers and stomping and clapping their hands. And the principal is in trouble with the parents and with the cheerleaders because they say, you know, you shouldn't have called us ghetto. We're not ghetto. And he has offered an apology online. He has sent a letter. He met with the cheerleaders to try to smooth it over, and now Montgomery County Schools say he's going to meet with the parents to try to smooth it over. And all of this, I don't really know. I can't judge whether it was ghetto or not.
I don't know.
I don't have any video to go with to see what it looks like. But anyway, it's a thing. And it's something that the parents are very upset about. And the cheerleaders are saying that they will not change the routine. They will not perform until they get an appropriate apology. And so that was supposed to take place yesterday, this meeting between the cheerleaders and the principal.
So are we going to see this at some point?
I don't know. Maybe we all need to go over there and make a judgment for ourselves.
Yeah.
apparently, he said the principal has said, I was recounting a conversation I had with the principal from another school. But I understand.
It's more like someone said phrase, that, and I was just echoing it.
Yeah, it was a phrase I should not have used.
Yes.
So, there you go. Springbrook High School is 90% minority. And by the way, the principal, because it is pertinent to this story, is African-American.
There you go.
And he has said, inappropriate and not reflective of school values. So the cheerleading will continue, hopefully, once the principal has made enough of apologies to the right people, one assumes.
Hopefully.
It is now coming up here on WMAL in the next hour. Ambassador John Bolton, former UN ambassador, will talk to a spokesman for the American Petroleum Institute about building those pipelines. Let's get after it. And the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, will join us. That's all in the 7 o'clock hour. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, and that means it's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.